This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government in Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. He will also address a public meeting on the occasion. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and some union ministers will also be present in the function. The Rajya Sabha has resumed the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to respond to the debate in the Upper House today. The two-day special debate began in the Upper House yesterday. Initiating the discussion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman paid tribute to the members of the Constituent Assembly with special recognition to its 15 women members. Ms. Sitharaman said, "It is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document." The minister also targeted the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the house. President Draupadi Murmu will be reaching Hyderabad this evening on a five-day sadhan sojourn to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. The president will visit the Air Force Station Hakimpet this evening. She will reach the Rashtrapati Nilayam at Bolaram in Secunderabad by road. During her Andhra Pradesh visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalgiri near Amravati in Guntur district. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed grief over the passing of renowned environmentalist and Padma awardee Tulsi Gowda from Karnataka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that she dedicated her life to nurturing nature, planting thousands of saplings and conserving the environment. He added that her work will continue to inspire and remain a guiding light for generations to protect our planet. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandviya today flagged off the Fit India Cycling Tuesdays initiative in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, the minister said this initiative aims to build a healthier and greener India with creating awareness towards improving the air quality index. He emphasized the importance of good health and said that only a healthy society can develop into a prosperous nation. The minister encouraged the citizens to engage in physical activity of any form, like cycling, or at least an hour daily. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the air quality in the national capital has dropped to the severe category, with the air quality index exceeding the 418 mark as of 6 this morning. Following the sharp rise in the pollution level, the Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the fourth phase of the Graded Response Action Plan in the Delhi NCR region. The Commission took the decision after reviewing the situation in its subcommittee meeting called on an emergency basis last night. In Delhi NCR, all primary schools have been shifted to hybrid mode until further directions. The Directorate of Education under Delhi government has issued an order in this regard. The schools have been asked to conduct classes for up to fifth standard in online or offline mode wherever it is possible. The IMD has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in the northern states, including Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan today. Cold wave conditions in these regions is likely to continue for next 2 to 3 days. In the third cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, India were 184 for 6 in their first innings against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. The team still needs 65 more runs to avoid the follow-on. On day 4 this morning, India resumed their innings at the overnight score of 51-4-4. Nathan Lyon claimed his first wicket of the match, dismissing KL Rahul for 84. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the red today. Amid selling pressure in Nifty's PSU Bank Financial Service, FMCG and metal sectors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.